And when you make something or someone wrong, the fiction of me, the mind-made me, grows a little bit stronger. So every little complaint in the head that you have about a person, a situation, or my life, my what happened to me, is satisfying to the mind-made self, because at least you, now you think you know a little bit more strongly who you are. Your sense of self has become a little bit enhanced through complaining. So some people have that pattern so strongly that their very identity is a complaining one. Me, what they did to me. Life, what life did to me. Oh, let me tell you about it. And so to discover that pattern is liberating. What does it mean to discover it? It simply means to see it. Oh. Oh, okay. There it goes again. That means you're no longer trapped in it. And that is another instance where when you see something like that, that was a habitual pattern in yourself, that was you had identified with completely, when you see it, that also is one way in which the unconditioned consciousness is arising in you. Because that in you that recognizes, that sees a pattern, is free, is not part of the pattern. And the seeing doesn't need to label it. You simply see it, any inner pattern that's been habitual in you, that was part of your sense of self, you see it, you internally, you recognize it. Oh. And perhaps the next time the complainer comes as you walk out of here, and suddenly you see it. Oh, okay. There it was again. Something is arising that is not part of that, and that is also the unconditioned. It is very similar to you noticing the gap between words here. That is another way in which that dimension is arising. And so you are becoming free of thousands of years of collective mental conditioning that has created unbelievable suffering on this planet. A nightmare of suffering on this planet. Simply because human beings have been completely trapped in a narrow, personalized, collective or personalized sense of self, me, form, totally identified with mental formations as a me.